Passengers hoping to board the next repatriation flight from India to Australia are urging Qantas to reconsider its pre-flight testing protocols. It comes after the ABC revealed the company screening passengers for COVID-19 had its accreditation suspended last month. At least 19 passengers who tested positive had no symptoms and a low viral load, and 9 of those have since tested negative. South Asia correspondent James Oten, who was due to board that flight, filed this report from Delhi.
Neha and her young son have been trying to get into Australia for over a year to be with her husband in Melbourne. Just a few days ago, she was almost there until she tested positive for COVID-19.
That was the most horrible experience of my life. They didn't provide me any help. I was with a 5-year-old kid and I was COVID positive there.
About half the 150 passengers due to fly were bumped off the repatriation flight because they tested positive for COVID or they were close contacts. But concerns were raised about the screening regime done in pre-flight hotel quarantine after the ABC revealed the testing company, CRL Diagnostics, had its accreditation suspended last month. At least 19 passengers were found to have low viral loads and were asymptomatic. Many, including Neha, have since gone and gotten their own test.
My RT-PCR result is negative and I don't have any symptom. So I really feel helpless because somewhere is playing with our emotions. It is literally more than a year. Now we are stuck in India without our dear ones, and we had done all the possible efforts to be back.
All passengers who tested positive are barred from flying Qantas for 2 weeks. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has accepted some passengers who tested positive may not have been positive, but says a cautious approach is needed. The news has rattled other Australians trying to get home.
There's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of insecurity.
Katie Baggett, who's in Kolkata with her husband and 2 kids, is waiting to hear if she'll be offered seats on the next Qantas flight.
I think they definitely need to look at the lab that they're using and make a decision, is that the best one? I think they need to investigate claims of people that have gone and gotten, you know, negative tests a couple of days later.
She'd also like some certainty about what flights may be available before she makes the trek to Delhi.
If I knew that in 2-3 weeks that there was a flight going from Kolkata, I would wait because I know I'm safe here. Then, you know, making the trip to Delhi with all of these issues that are not resolved.
Dr. Rohit Jain is a pathologist in a private hospital. He says India's testing regime is riddled with problems. Some labs have produced false negative reports due to incompetence or fraudulence, while others cut corners to save money, leading to contamination and false positives.
Nasal swab collection, it is a specific technique, you know. Not any Tom, Dick and Harry can collect. But in India, there are no regulations as to who should collect the samples. So any Tom, Dick and Harry is collecting the samples.
COVID testing labs in India are required to be accredited with the National Accreditation Board for Testing and Calibration Laboratories, or NABL. CRL's accreditation was suspended in April for failing to comply with accreditation norms. The suspension was published online, but CRL still appeared elsewhere as accredited. Dr. Jain says that's a failure of the regulatory system.
Grave cause of concern, I think, because it was operating when it was suspended. NABL did not inform the authorities.
Qantas says the decision to use CRL was made by another diagnostic agency, which it had hired to do the tests. It says it's urged the diagnostic agency to ensure any laboratory used has appropriate accreditations. This is James Oten in New Delhi, reporting for AM.